the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, approval of the agenda.
I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Additional items on the agenda?
Nothing.
Okay. All right, new business. 2024 proposed budget and levy.
So I have just a couple notes that I usually just start out with, if you'd like me to just do that, and then we'll just open up to public comment and question.
Sure.
Okay. So what I'm going to isolate on is strictly the levy supported. So just some topics. 2023 levy was $1,022,583. Proposed for 2024 is $1,124,841, with an increase of $102,584, or a 10% increase. Levy supported revenues for 2023 were $2,220,350. 2024 is $2,183,142, a decrease of $37,208 for revenues. Levy supported expenses, the 2023 is $2,399,579. 2024 is $2,382,990, an increase of $43,411. So total expenses over revenues is $6,203. Just want to point out that water and sewer are not levy supported, they are tax rate supported. And you will be looking at tax or rate increases with public hearings coming up in the December. So on that note, I usually like to just do a quick review. I don't always like doing percentages because percentages are not always a good depiction of what you're actually looking at for increased revenues or expenses. You know, 1% on a $5 million budget is different than 1% on a $500 budget.
Yeah.
So I usually like to talk dollars instead of percentages. I did receive a couple of property tax statements from city-owned properties that had no change in valuation. The total net effect bottom line is a 0.9% decrease. Ours went up about $3 on one and $2 on the other for just the city side. So if there is a big increase in taxes, I would check the value of your home, of your property first, because that's what your tax base is going to be projected on.
Your values are because of what the sales? Is that how the county figures that out?
So, yep, so the county does that. That the values of your home are always talked about in April. So the county will give you data as far as what your home will be valued at, and then you have their right to appeal that. But it is based off of sales in the area.
The thing that they sent in the mail, then that's just an estimate, possibly, or is that what it is going to be?
What, your
so
taxes?
So what you have on
be?
Your... I'm sorry?
The taxes, would are you got your thing from the county. That's what your taxes are for the year.
So your 2024 taxes... The county already had the hearing based off of that.
Okay.
So this is that taxable value.
Okay.
And then you have market value exclusions and so on, you know, in that equation. So that's kind of the recap that I have. I usually just like to do a quick introduction, so.
Okay.
You kind of lost me when you were talking about levy.
Yep, so these are just the levy supported ones. So that's your general fund, your debt service funds, your capital improvement fund. So they're all the ones that we're actually going to the taxpayers for additional money for to help offset expenses and revenues. So and
those were an increase?
Yep, so the levy actually increased by $102,258. And that's for all of the funds that are levy supported. So all of the funds in your budget except for 601, 602, and 603 funds. Those are all enterprise funds. So that includes your debt service payments, that includes your general operations, it includes the library capital fund for all your equipment purchases. So everything except for the bottom three funds and the 600 funds. So did you want to open up for public comment then, or question, and then we'll continue from there?
Sure. Okay, let's open it up for a public comment. Anybody like to address the council?
And if they would come to the podium and state their name and address, please.
Thank you.
It picks up on the mic easier.
You guys know who I am. Daryl Bauer, 728 Tatanka View Drive. I just want to draw attention to, let's see, this would be page 5 of this document under streets, the 43100 streets. And if you get down to, there's an item 43100, snow removal. Now, this has been a topic in the past here as well, but for 24, we've got $40,000 budgeted. And basically, if you take a look at that, and historically, if you look at the last few years as well, my understanding of that snow removal is purely like what it costs to rent the snow blower, have the equipment to haul stuff away, you've got the dump trucks, all that other stuff. And then that $40,000 figure, we don't have any labor figured into that. So there's no labor, there's no time, stuff like that built into that price. And just kind of aggregately, if you take a look at that, that's 10% of the entire street's budget just to haul snow out of downtown. And so I guess I bring that up. You know, we talk about revenues being down and expenditures being up. One thing I would propose to you, I guess, you know, as a revenue source, why does Daryl Bauer living down at the end of Tatanka View Drive paid for hauling the snow out of these businesses downtown? Why should I be worrying about somebody else's snow? People are pushing that into the middle of the street. It's all those businesses, and they're not paying any extra taxes for it, anything like that. So I guess one thing maybe to get on your radar to consider is, why not create a special tax district downtown? You know, it wouldn't be too hard to take all those properties that add up to $40,000 of snow removal. You know, we talk about being on fixed incomes and stuff like that. Why should somebody way on the other end of town have to worry about hauling snow out of downtown Waterville? It's not their snow, it's the business's snow. And again, that's, I guess, my two cents on the budget, but that's 10%. $40,000 could pay for the half of a cop's wage. It could fix some potholes, and it's just snow that gets hauled away and it melts. It's nothing. So I guess I would just propose, you know, the people whose snow it is, I would say let's let them pay for it and not have the rest of the taxpayers of Waterville pay for that snow.
So you're proposing that we take the street in front of your place and charge you for the snow removal, is what I'm gathering? Because that's exactly what you're talking about for downtown.
No, so when I get plowed out at my place from your house and most other people in town, the plow just goes by, and the plow stacks up the snow along the curb. downtown it gets shoved into the middle of the street.
We have to get it out of there somehow. We can't push it to the curb.
But it's not you're not hauling the snow out of anybody else's property, is what I'm saying.
Where are we supposed to put it in the downtown? That's what I'm wondering. If we don't haul it out of there, where are we supposed to put it?
It does have to get hauled out of downtown, okay. But why should I, as a taxpayer, pay for somebody else's snow?
He's saying, yeah, he shouldn't have to pay for it.
It's $40,000 extra.
Yeah. I would argue that we would want to help out our businesses, but yeah.
Thank you very much for your comments.
Yep.
If anybody wants to revisit that in the future, that would include all 24 blocks of that area we just discussed on parking.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Phil Langer with 503 Marion Street. I'm not sure this is, I've not done this part before on that tax valuation, but I am reviewing my own personal property, and is that something that is hearable from the council now and my observations of what taxes have done on my own personal property or our own personal property?
Would you like me to address?
Go ahead.
So my first question for you, are you talking valuation or actual taxes? Actual taxes. Okay.
City related actually.
Okay. So if your so you have no qualms about the valuation of your property?
Well, yeah, I've talked to the county about that too, and they say, you know, that's market. Okay. Market is driving that. And,
okay.
And so I have to accept that they've done their market evaluationing appropriately.
Okay. I just wanted to make
yep, thank you.
Yeah, I just yep. wanted to make sure yep. that we were talking the right
yep.
the right language at the right place, I'll put it that way.
Thank you.
So here is where you were talking about the budget and how it impacts your taxes, so how it impacts your mill rate. So the levy amount that what we were talking about is what helps you pay a portion of that. So if that levy is to go down, then your portion would go down based off of your value also. So is that kind of the question you were asking, or am I off base on that?
Well, I was looking at the dollar increase in our own personal property and then that percentage. I did it both ways, both on dollar and percentage increase, proposed 24 versus actual 23. Mm-hmm. And then I actually went back other years to kind of do a comparison of what those increases have been
yep.
tax-wise for the city of Waterloo.
Yeah, so there is an equation that's used to come up with a mill rate that's applied to your taxable value of every property. And how they come up with that is the amount of value within the city that's taxable, and then based off of what the city is asking for levy money. So last year we asked for $104,000 or $102,000 less than what we're asking this year. So that $102,000 is dispersed amongst everybody based off of a mill rate. So if your levy goes down, the mill rate goes down slightly, and then or would go down accordingly, and then that's reapplied to all properties. So you wouldn't necessarily see the same dollar increase for your house as possibly your neighbor's. So it's all based off of what that dollar amount is for that mill.
The valuation.
Mm-hmm. And
then on top of that is the city mill rate. So
yes.
you're saying that
yeah.
it comes
so
up to my taxes, that
correct.
Are city attributable.
Yep, and if the city has more value added, so like the city could say that they're asking for a 10% increase between last year and this year. Now, if you couple that with additional housing or different or more increased value as far as new value, say you had five homes at $1 million bucks each, that taxable value now goes on and it helps disperse that mill rate, so it may not show that you're actually getting 10%. It may show at a lower rate than the 10%, just based off of new income, so our new valuations. So it's a little more complex with the different factors that come into it, but the part that affects you is what we're levying. So we decrease the levy, you decrease your tax bill for the city portion alone.
Can't talk about the school district portion or the county portion or whatever, just the city portion.
Yeah, so, I don't know if that helped at all. I kind of talked in circles around that, sorry.
No, that's fine. It's more complex than I was digesting as you were talking, yes, thank you, however. But, so the major, I submit, major tax increase that is being proposed for 24 compared to what we paid in 23, is city-related, city portion, is a huge amount percentage, and I submit a good chunk of money besides. But that is based on taking a mill rate times the valuation. So, and if you increase the mill rate, we didn't increase the mill rate on housing.
So the mill rate is based off of what we're asking. So what we're asking for levy compared to the market value, taxable market value. And then that comes up with a rate, and it's applied for every, $1,000 worth of value that you have that's taxable. So sometimes what happens is when you have a valuation change also.
Right.
So
which ours did. Ours increased significantly in valuation as well from 24 to propose 23 to propose 20.
Okay, that's what I was trying to get at a little earlier too.
Yep.
So if you have an increase in value, you're automatically going to be paying more because you're going to be paying that mill rate on that additional, say if it increased 10,000, your valuation, you're going to be paying that. And then depending on if your exclusion, if you look at your...
The homestead exclusion.
Yeah, the homestead exclusion.
And of course, we proposed, I think we must have run out. Is it 5 years?
So it's based on value. So value went up so high, then you lose that exclusion. Okay. So now you're taxed on that also.
Yep.
So, when you have a change in value, a lot of that has to do with the value of your home and that market, that exclusion.
And my exclusion actually for 2023 was only $400. Mm-hmm. And then for proposed 24, I have no exclusion.
Yeah, so you didn't lose a lot with that. So
no,
most of it is your
most market. Of it apparently is the market value increase, which, based on their accounting assessment, we had a market evaluation that supposedly went up 15% almost.
Yeah, so you're getting
$60,000 supposedly is the increase in property valuation.
That's so, Lakeshore,
certainly was a factor, and apparently that's what market drove it. Market comparables were in that, and whatever they've dealt with there. So, but then the you talk about percentages not being the tell-all either, but they're a fact. I submit that percentages are a player, and then my percentages went up significantly more than the tax evaluation portion did. Follow what I'm saying? My tax evaluation went up about 15%. My own taxes for the city went up just under 19%.
Right, so your valuation is going to go up. So if you figure without being able to really work through yours, I can't give you specifics.
Yeah.
But if you say your value went up 15% and the percentage for the city is 19%, then you can probably attribute 4% of that as city and then the additional 15%, you know, so it's a play between those two. If your valuation didn't, if everything stayed exactly the same, if the market, taxable market value stayed exactly the same, your value stayed the same, your percentage would be 10%.
Because that's what the city's increase was.
Correct.
Proposed to be for 24.
Correct. So, but if that's, if all factors are exactly the same, that's
still
what you would see.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, so then there we are. I guess basically the majority of our proposed tax increase is based on the fact of valuation.
Valuation, and then also the city
Some of the city increased too.
Yeah. So the ones that I had here only had a market value of 14,000, but they did not change from 14,000 from 23 to 24. And the actual tax went up $2.71. So it went from 89 to 92. And that's usually a better indicator of what I can do just for if it stays exactly the same, because each one is going to be a little different. But if you want to stop in tomorrow, I can certainly go through it more with you.
More detail about our
I can look at your actual statement.
And then whatever the mill is applied to that. Valuation.
Yep.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, Teresa.
Any other public input?
Can I just make a comment regarding the snow removal? I live on the southwest side of town, and they just plow by my house, too, but I do utilize all the downtown streets to get to the grocery store, the gas station, and all that. So, I mean, I don't find that that's not a bad amount to have to pay. I mean, to have the businesses pay for that, I don't think that's fair, because we all utilize those streets. So, being a resident and a taxpayer, I think it's our responsibility to do that and keep it clear.
I agree. I would like to make a motion here to approve resolution 2023R-038, approving the 2024 budget. Is there also a reading with that, or is that just the way it is? Just the way it is. Okay.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Teresa, did you have anything else to add to that before we were done? Okay.
No, I did not. I just try to answer questions the best I can.
Okay, thank you.
I'll make a motion for resolution 2023R-039 approving 2024 levy.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Anything else for us, Teresa?
No, just adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion carries.